USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Salt Lake City police have found the body of 23-year-old college student Mackenzie Lewick in Logan Canyon, which is about 80 miles north of the city of Salt Lake City. Police Chief Mike Brown has a message for the community.
I am here to ask you, to implore you, to remain respectful. The tight-knit nature of this community is what helped us close this case so quickly.
Department of Justice lawyers are telling a federal judge they will continue to pursue putting a citizenship question on the 2020 census, but for now, they are printing the forms without one. President Trump earlier on Friday said he's considering using an executive order to put the question on next year's census.
Think of it, $15 to $20 billion, and you're not allowed to ask them, are you a citizen? And by the way, if you look at the history of our country, it's almost always been asked.
And on Friday, the Dow lost 44 points, the S&P fell 5. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
A controversial Democratic lawmaker continues to criticize the U.S. Border Patrol, this time accusing top officials of lying. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the latest.
Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez claims U.S. Customs and Border Protection has been lying about when it found out about an offensive Facebook group involving some of its personnel. The New York Democrat citing on Twitter a story in Politico saying CBP leadership was alerted to questionable postings in that secret group made up of current and former Border Patrol employees. After racist and sexist images posted to the group recently surfaced, CBP officials said they were just learning of it and would be investigating. But the Politico story says the now former Border Patrol Chief Mark Morgan was alerted to the questionable posts back in 2016. And Ocasio-Cortez says it looks like CBP's been lying, and that, she says, is a very big deal.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Southern California is still on edge. A magnitude 5.4 aftershock hit just after 4 a.m. local time near the town of Ridgecrest. Theoretical physicist and professor of physics Dr. Michio Kaku joined CBS this morning and talks about just what sort of damage a 6.4 earthquake can do.
Well, it's big enough to cause tremendous damage. The Northridge earthquake was a 6.7, just a little bit higher in magnitude, but it hit a populated area. The good news is this took place in a relatively unpopulated area of the Mojave Desert, about 100 miles away from the main San Andreas Fault. That's the good news. The bad news, however, is that the probability of a big one hasn't changed at all.
You said we're long overdue?
Long overdue. We're playing Russian roulette with Mother Nature. You realize that the last big earthquake to hit the L.A. segment of the San Andreas Fault was, get this, 1680. That's over 300 years ago. But the cycle time for breaks and earthquakes on the San Andreas Fault is 130 years. So we are way overdue. In any given year, the probability of the big one is 3% in any given year.
Please remember, you can always take us on the go with you by downloading the iHeartRadio app and searching for USA Radio News. And for USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.